Hi.
Hi to you, and hello to everyone that's listening. We're back for another episode of Babe, bet, Wellness Checks Edition.
Bet you'd seen the last of me,
what
bitch.
Was that? I'm here with one of the ultimate babes of my world and my life, and someone that I think needed a wellness check.
You're not the only one, hon.
Graydon Shepherd.
Oh my God, hi. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Mm-hmm.
As our mutual friend Ryan Rupert would say, I'm critical but stable.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, love that.
Isn't that a good description?
Yeah. Only tall man would be able to think of that.
I know, real doctors. Yeah. Vibe.
Real doctors only.
How are things with you?
Oh my God. I wrote down, like, when we decided that we'd do this, I wrote down like 25 bullet points.
Oh, amazing.
How many babe outs have happened? What's going on babe wise around the world? I've been rocky, but I'm good now. I'm in a beautiful cottage in Muskoka, which is like cottage country in Ontario, and so it's very zen, and like I'm looking out onto a lake, and I sent you some pictures the other day when I was walking in.
Yeah, you have a beautiful view.
Yeah, so it's like I have a hard time when things change, and so things have changed a lot many times over the past 4 or 5 months, and so I know that about myself, and I anticipate that, and I let my babe outs happen, and then I just like chill. So that's where I'm at now. I'm chill after some babying out.
Yeah. What's your reaction to change?
It's okay. So I need routine and structure. And so when things change and a plan changes, I feel insane. I feel crazy. I feel out of control. I go, oh, I'm a control freak. There it is. And so in some ways this has been good because I can control my schedule in so many ways, but I can't in others because things have been just going off the rails left and right. And so every time I get to a new normal, things fuck off again. So that's my reaction to change. But at least I know that now, and I know that I'm just going to like freak out for a bit and like, you know, post too many Instagram stories.
But that's a good thing. I think you spiral both like inward and outward.
Yeah.
As a reaction like to change
I put
or
it
when
on
you're
display.
Triggered.
Yeah. For some reason it lowers my guard enough that I like reach out in the world, or I like become okay with sharing things for some reason. And then I like put clown makeup on, or I do Legos and put them up on Instagram stories. And then the babe readers reach out and they say babe. And I just, it highlights how much I'm freaking out, and it makes me babe out more. And then I like have a really good sleep. And then I'm like back into like, I'm just baking. I'm like a home wife. I'm just stable. So I need to get it out of my system. There's something that happens when change happens that I need to get shit out of my system. And then I'm fine.
I love that.
Thanks.
I love that there's now a community that can be like, excuse me?
Yeah.
But I also love, I mean, I'm jealous of people that can spiral outward.
Yeah.
Because I'm such a inward, like clenched fist of destruction when I get triggered by like change or when I have control issues.
Yeah.
Like, because I hate being out of control. But when I feel out of control, then I try and regain a sense of control by like systematically destroying everything in my life one by one, which I've gotten a better handle on over the years and like with medication and stuff. But still, like this like past week has been a challenge.
What happened
like,
this week?
I think it's just like I was premenstrual. And so that really throws me down a fucking cliff. And then I think I need to like look into doing some sort of like another medication that I can take in just the PMS week leading up, because I know some women that do this that
take
Prozac. You can take like Zoloft or Prozac just as needed for those weeks.
Oh,
I
nice.
Think it's like 1 week out of the year where you just really need to like get the troops together.
Yeah.
Because I go
1 week
into
out of the month,
total 1 week out of the month.
Yeah.
like, no, 1 week a year when I have my beer.
Are you a gymnast?
So yeah, then I just go into like self-hating, like body dysmorphic terror. Yeah. I like take pleasure in like watching one plant die and then and like it's like light distraction. I can't even, and that's what's even more frustrating is that I'm not even at like a total destroy point, so it's just like a simmering like destruction that doesn't even matter, which feels somehow less fun than truly like lighting my life on fire.
Oh god, simmering destruction. Yeah, that sounds real and serious.
But you know, we do what we gotta do.
Yeah. I was gonna say that I'm envious or jealous. I always forget which one's which. I'm envious of you for being able to be like communicative and like share your life and your things online when you're not spiraling out. You know what I mean? Like, I think we complement each other in that way, where when I'm feeling stable and good, I'm not sharing anything with anyone. Mm-hmm. And then when
you're just
I'm
like living, laughing and loving.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
So last time we spoke on the phone was when I had moved. So I was subletting from a friend in Toronto, and she had to come back early because of all this shit and quarantine at her house. So I gave her her place back and I went to an Airbnb. And when I got there, there was no Wi-Fi for 2 full days. And and then the Airbnb, I figured out that it was because he hadn't paid his bill. And he was saying, oh, there's blackouts in the neighborhood. I'm sorry. I'm working on it. And I called the cable company and I was like, hey, I'm staying here. This isn't my place. And they were like, yeah, he hasn't paid his bill. And he accused me of opening his mail and said that I committed fraud. And like, you called me right after all of that was happening. And I was terrified that he was going to kill me in my sleep. And just, it was like a real, because he had the keys to the place.
He's a dirty John.
He's a
full dirty John.
Yeah. And so I was just like, in that moment of change and fully babying out and like messaging with everyone being like, what do I do? I'm freaked out. I'm scared, but I need to work and I need to be able to have internet. And then like right after all that was resolved, I was like, I'm doing yoga every day and like things have balanced out. Maybe I'm bipolar. Oopsie. Yeah. So
have you been having... But you're back now. Things are stable again. You got out of there. How long did you have to stay there for with no internet in living in fear?
2 days. And then he had accused me of fraud and I was like, that's an awful thing to do. I would never. And I was like, sending him pictures of his mail that hadn't been opened.
That sounds like something a fraudster would absolutely do.
Yeah.
It's just like send pictures of unopened.
Yeah. I took the pictures before I opened it just in case.
You should have edged with him and been like, sent him a video of you maybe gonna open his mail, but being like, will I or won't I? Just like tiny rips in it. Like opening it halfway, but not taking it out.
Mail,
yeah,
edging.
Just edged him.
Oh
and
my God. Ooh, I take a little knife to it. Ooh, do you like this? And then so
it's
I was there.
Open, but am I looking?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, when does the fraud happen, if it's just open or if I looked? So I was there for 2 days without internet, and then he was super apologetic. And it was one of those Airbnbs where it's like he obviously doesn't live there because there's no books, there's no personal effects, there's no drawers, even like there's not a dresser drawer. So then I was there for 2 weeks. And like once all that had cleared up, I was just like in a good place and then had to move again and babed out this past week. And then I'm back again. So, yeah, it's a true like, what are those sine waves in graphs? I'm just like, that's what this virus has done to me. Because when I get to the other side, like when everything is like when I know what's going to be happening for the next couple weeks, I'm like chilled the fuck out. And I'm like, I don't have to see anybody. I don't have to do anything. I love it. But the other end is that these seismic shifts that happen every week. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it shakes you up a little bit and then you just like even out and you're back to norm.
Yeah. And then I just like play Xbox all day.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I was like wondering if I should get a Nintendo Switch, but then they're all sold out everywhere. Oh, the shit. Only ones you can get are like $500 from like some weird third party retailer.
Oh my God. You should let Ed like, or you should make Ed give you his.
He's playing his now.
I know. We were talking about Animal Crossing and how much it fucking sucks because I bought it.
Why does it? It's what is it? It's like it's a little game where you just it's a baby babies. Game.
Yeah. It's yeah. I like other games like that where you have to like
it's like Sims or something, but
no,
with like
it's not even Sims. You have like cool control over everything. I know you're a Sims head. It's
just
not
in
like Sims.
Building.
Yeah,
just acquiring.
Acquiring and building your dream mansion and I've letting people die simmed. In the pool. Have you?
Yeah,
you should get
I've,
back
like,
into it.
Oh my God, I've gotten so close to simming, but I know that it would just be... I mean, I'll probably get to a place of Sims because it seems like I'm slowly kind of like falling apart at the seams. So it's really just a matter of time before I give in to my Sim needs.
It's like but watching HGTV when you live in an ugly house. You're like...
Yeah,
does, the only thing
well, does Rosebud still work?
Rosebud? Are you talking about my hole?
Does your yeah, how's your hole? No, Rosebud something something was like the Sims code to then get
oh,
unlimited
right.
money.
No, I don't
that's
know.
Like what I would do. Yeah, and some okay, I need a reader
oh,
to
wait.
Tell me what the new Rosebud is so then I can because I'm not going to sim if I don't get $1 million.
But do
so,
you know
like,
what the ultimate troll is?
What?
I think that Sims doesn't work on Catalina. On it.
No.
I don't. I think it's true because I think I tried to open it when, in a moment of desperation and boredom. I think I tried to open Sims and I don't think it works. I might be wrong.
Okay. Apple really needs to get fucked for making everyone like. They tricked me into upgrading to Catalina and threw a wrench into every podcasting endeavor that I was like trying to do.
Yeah. It's the, and they don't warn you. They're not like, well, when you update, everything's going to get fucked up and you're not going to be able to use. And like a bunch of the games I've got on my computer don't work. Just plain old don't work anymore.
Yeah. Like I had like a psychic intuition as soon as I agreed to upgrade that I was like, maybe this actually is probably not a good idea. And it could really fuck things up. Yeah. And then I just kind of stared at my computer from across the room and I was like, whatever, I'm taking a shower. And then sure enough, it just like fucked me.
It up. Yeah. Yeah. Let's sue class action. We have time now.
Yeah, let's get on it. Any lawyers out there that want to get in on the ground floor of this $1 billion suit? Denying us of Sims and more? I'm like recording in GarageBand right now.
Yeah.
I feel like a loser.
Yeah, I know. Goodbye, Audacity. Tech talk. Okay, wait. So what else has been going on? Because we talked, how's Teeny Tiny Tony?
Teeny Tony, Corn Tony is doing pretty well.
Yeah.
He's, I think, psyched to be able to spend so much time together, but I definitely know that he misses the dog park because he like flips out when he sees another dog on the street and just wants to like play and wrestle. Aww. And I feel it's like the feeling a parent must have when they have to like deny their child joy.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, I can't wait to one day take him to a dog park and just set him free and let him run around with his best friends.
God, you just don't know what you got till it's gone, huh?
I know. But he's been quarantined actually for longer than COVID because he got warts and ringworm. The warts, I was kind of letting him just go to the dog park anyways because I was like, whatever. Like, dogs all have warts. I'm like, it's like humans with HPV. Like, you might as, like, whatever. You know
just
what I mean?
Just rid me. It's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. And, but then once the ringworm set in, that's when I really drew the line. So he's been deprived for a long time. But his warts have almost, they're about 90% totally gone.
Oh, good. good for him.
And the ringworm is slowly going away too, so.
Queen of the immune system.
I found like a goop-esque powder on Amazon.
No.
That's like an immunity boosting like dog powder supplement.
No.
That I started feeding him.
What's
that
in it?
Claimed to help, I don't know, just a lot of stuff.
Dust.
It is like, it's like a moon dust, but for dogs. And oh. I think that's really helped his wart go away, because it was huge at one point.
Oh God.
It was like the size of the tip of my pinky finger.
Doesn't it make you sick when your animal has something on them and you're like, ugh, I just want it gone. You make me sick for being sick.
Yeah, it was disgusting. Yeah. I was like, I love you. And it does prove how much I love you, because I truly did like warts and all love a creature. But yeah. I was like, this is ruining your face for me.
Yeah, when I found what I thought was like a weird wart on Lady's neck when we first got her. And then I realized it was her. Are you eating? You know I have misophonia.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Busted.
Okay, I swallowed it.
I thought you were saying, you just told me that you have no interest in food. Busted.
I know, but I'm trying. Well, I made this like daily harvest bowl thing, and then I took one bite and was like, ugh. But I brought it upstairs and was like, I'll just sneak, because I haven't had anything to eat today. Anyways, oh. I'm not eating anymore. No.
Smack it away in my ear. anyway, it turned out to be her microchip, and so I let it slide.
Mm.
Yeah.
You didn't cut it out of her with like a paring.
No, just some nail clippers.
Love that. Yeah, I tried to pull Tony's wart off a couple times to no avail. And then I had
you
a dream
tried to
that
pull
I pulled
it off?
Well, yeah, it just seemed like you could pull it. Felt kind of loose to me. And then.
Oh my God, it makes you sick twice.
No, then I had a dream that I did successfully pull it off.
Oh, yeah.
And so. That was a beautiful dream, but then I woke up and it was still there. And then as it started going away, I kind of gave it a tug, but then it started bleeding.
Oh, yeah.
And so then I left it alone.
Oh,
and so
God.
Now it's slow, but it's been a saga.
Yeah.
Yeah. But overall, I'm glad to have him in my life.
Of course.
Because I truly would be in bed for weeks on end if I didn't have to like get up and tend to him.
Yeah. Glad you have a little mate.
Yeah. I mean, one day he truly is like a service animal, because one day I tried to go back to bed in a depressive haze, and he like would not allow it.
Wow.
He refused.
Oh.
He like jumped on me, walked across my face, bit my hair, bit my hands, like would not leave me alone until I got up out of bed.
I would have thrown him off the balcony.
Just to snap his neck.
Finally, some sleep, some peace.
But his birthday is in 3 days.
Oh my God, Tony.
I know, 1 year old.
Your birthday's. Wait, when's your birthday?
It's at the end of May.
Yeah. It's going to be May. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be able to do anything? I guess you're going to have a Zoom birthday.
We'll see. I mean, maybe by end of May, people will be allowed to do stuff, yeah. But...
Well, China's already lying about how they have the virus under control, so maybe the United States will lie about it then, too.
Yeah, maybe we can find some other religious ceremony to, like, open up the
yes.
U.S. for.
Oh my God, maybe, like, Andrew Keegan's cult can have a festival or something, and we can all go to it.
I would pray. I hope that Keegan's doing okay.
Same. I hope everyone's doing okay.
Yeah. You know who I was looking at today that I decided was like my babe of the week is Kristen Cavallari.
Ooh, what's she up to? How is, what's her Diddy and John, untimely James.
I just called it Jamer James.
Uncommon James, not Uncommon untimely James.
It is untimely as well.
Wait, is she hawking stuff? Is she buying stuff from Alibaba and selling it, reselling it?
Yes.
Again?
Her Alibaba resale game remains strong, yes. But she is currently... So she was in Turks and Caicos when all the shit started going down. Uh-huh. So, and she just decided to stay there. So she's literally just been in Turks and Caicos, like taking bikini selfies and like living her life.
Oh my God.
And posting like workout videos. And then on top of that, she's been Instagramming. She took some time to Instagram and let everyone know that she was offering like a huge discount on all her untimely James merch. Which actually people got mad at, but I was like, amazing. Like, I'm here for any sort of like discount announcements. Yeah. Like, please tell me. Like, I'm ready to buy. Yeah. And
the economy is open.
Yeah. And I went to Jamie James, but then I realized all this shit is disgusting. Like, I'm not in the market for any of this like fake jewelry. And so then I X'd out of it. But then
that's very light.
Light jewelry that's just like plated.
Yeah.
Although I did get an ear cuff from there when I visited the flagship store in Nashville, and it actually is pretty good quality.
Yeah.
But then she sent out another Instagram post that was like, I'm desperately like, I need now that times are tough, I need to be able to get in touch with you guys now more than ever and give you updates. So like sign up for my texting service.
Oh my God.
And so it was like sign up for her like automated texts about stuff, I guess more celebs are doing now, like trying to text you.
Yeah. Yeah. Who Paul Scheer is doing it from How Did This Get Made? And like, yeah, I don't know anybody.
Sheena
else,
from Vanderpump Rules is doing it because she like launched a YouTube channel. So she has like a whole text thing. But like, who is buying into like, you know, it's just a machine that texts you. It's not like,
not like Kristen's reaching out like, personally.
Yeah. Who is excited about that? No. I just don't get it.
As you get like a price of something and like, run to the store. What are the texts? Yeah, terrible.
Yeah, it's like use code.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying
James
to think.
Head
yes.
For
it's like getting cat texts or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. Yeah. I mean, I guess it makes a lot of sense, but just like I'm not buying it.
Picking up what she's putting down.
Yeah, so she's just been like kind of thriving despite all this COVID shit.
Her and her awful husband.
Yeah, Jay, who looks like he's had COVID for years now.
he's patient zero. Can you imagine? That would be so good if it was revealed to be some reality star that was patient zero of COVID.
Mm-hmm. He took a trip to Wuhan early in the game.
He's the Gwyneth of COVID.
Have you watched Contagion since all this went down?
Absolutely. I watched it like early on when everything was still funny. And I also watched the Pandemic series on Netflix. And
How was that?
Good. I mean, like, interesting to see that they were actually, like, hospitals and stuff were actually preparing on how to deal with this shit. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just, like, people knew that something like this could happen. So that's a bit reassuring, even though the show is pretty terrifying. So... yeah. And I don't know, Contagion is good and like it plays for drama. I feel like at least in Canada, I'm sorry about everybody in the States, but here everybody's been really good about following the government shit and the guidelines and just like kind of self-isolating before we had to or before anybody had to tell us to. We've been very cautious, I feel like. So I feel like it's like feels scary because this feels like the thing that happens before everybody starts looting and rioting, but in reality it's the thing that happens so that all doesn't happen.
Yeah, if LA feels like pretty, I mean, I can only really speak for my little enclave of LA, but it feels like people have been pretty good about social distancing. Yeah. Just like within my neighborhood and the people that I see when I'm like on a walk with Tony or something.
That's good.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. The vibe is bad everywhere.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I also want Gimlet Media to be shut down. This is on my list.
Why? What are they doing?
Just they're making, or I don't know if they're making people do podcasts, but they're like putting out these podcasts, which are just like the staff of the show, like the host and the producer and whoever else, just like doing check-ins. And it's like, this isn't what the premise of your show is. Why are you working right now? Just like, you just acquired billions of dollars from Spotify, or Spotify gave you billions of dollars to acquire you, and they should just pay their employees for the next couple months and let them fucking relax and take care of their kids. And just, it makes me so mad. I don't need
to
hear
what podcasts
from, like, Reply All and Heavyweight and something. Like, there are like four or five, and then all of the podcasts are putting out like, introducing this other podcast. So like, my podcast app downloads like 15 things a day. They're like, check out our other podcasts. And it's like, I know, I'm not starving for podcasts right now. I don't feel like they need to do it if their show isn't just like Babe, which is like, this is perfectly timely to check in and be like, this is how we're all freaking out. That's the point of this podcast. But them, they should just chill out for a bit. It's fine.
Yeah. I mean, there's apparently, I thought like podcast consumption would be up, but yeah. I think it's actually gone down.
I've listened to fewer podcasts now because I don't know, I'm doing less, and so I don't need as much distraction or something. I don't know. But
I'm never like driving anywhere anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
So then the only time I would listen to something is if I'm cooking or doing the dishes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got it wrong.
And I'm only listening to one podcast currently.
Which one?
She That Will Not Be Named for Fear of Retribution.
What is that? She That Will Not Be Named for Your Retribution?
For Fear of Retribution.
Oh, for Fear of Retribution.
Yeah. You can guess what it is. You and I have texted about it.
Oh, I see. Yes, of course.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I thought that was the actual name of the podcast.
Oh my God, what a brilliant podcast.
That's an amazing podcast title. Yes.
She will not be named for Fear of Retribution.
No, we can't talk about that
podcast.
They
should rebrand. No, we won't talk about
it. No.
But that's been just the only one in my life.
Yeah. Oh no, I love that podcast so much, but yeah. Oh God.
I was like on top of the world being like, yeah, the podcast game is like where it's at, like, thank God, blah, blah, blah. But then someone brought me back down to reality and was like, actually, like, no one's listening to podcasts. Yeah. And I was like, damn.
They're worried about other things. Yeah. No, I was thinking, I was like, oh, I could do a Criterionaut episode, but I don't care. I don't want to, I don't like the, like, this is a great time to be creative vibe. This is a great time to fucking do nothing and not worry about making anything except for your day go okay.
Yeah, I was like, I've reached, like, last episode, I feel like I was really positive about, like, working on, like, my book proposal and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I actually started working on it, I think, which is another reason that I was, like, babing out. Because anytime that I start to, like, write about that stuff, it just ignites, like, an entire, like, meltdown.
Yeah.
And so I think that also contributed to my depression. But it is something that I'm trying to, like, chip away at while I literally am not allowed to, like, do anything else.
Yeah, but you are doing something.
But
you're surviving. You know, it's like dealing with a mega super consciousness of grief and weirdness. That's like a huge change.
Like, we can never, like, nothing is gonna go back to normal. It feels like,
yeah,
right?
I hope not. Oh God,
like, I cannot even imagine at this point, like, what is on the other side of everyone, like, a day where everyone's like, la la, like, that was crazy, but now we're here.
Exactly.
Now
the same
everything's
as we were.
Good.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. And I know, but the crazy thing is, like, I know there will be a day where it feels like that. I mean, we've gotten through, like, every other horrible thing that happens.
Yeah, and it sounds like other countries are coming out the other side a little bit right now. Whether that, you know, like, saying that their stats are going down, but
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, you're right. It's not going to be the same. It can't be. We can't. Or I don't know. Maybe we'll just be like ignorant and just forget about it all really quickly. That could be the other side of it.
Yeah. It could be.
Hello, this is Dr. Faggot.
Dr. Anthony.
Tony Faggot. Oh, God. Wait, who else is on my list of people I need to take down? No.
Yeah, do it. I want Graydon's takedown list.
The person who stole my wallet can fucking go die and go to hell. Mm. Lara's been nice enough to venture out into the quarantine to send me my wallet that I ordered from Acne after mine got stolen in Toronto.
Did you get it yet?
Well, it's been sent to the address that I'm no longer at, so I don't know if I got it. I don't think I did. She hasn't said it's come, yeah, but I doubt it's going to come for a while, if at all, because they're shutting down the
post. I was looking at the updates. Yeah. And it was like, had left San Francisco and then
nothing.
TBD. Yeah. After you leave, if you leave San Francisco, you're generally in like a TBD zone.
Oh, San Francisco is a babe. I hate San Francisco.
I love San Francisco. I find it to be, I think it's like a very romantic city.
Romantic?
Like, I obviously, yes, I think it's like beautiful architecture and like, I mean, I'm not speaking to like the tech infiltration that now is like SF, but I think just like from purely an aesthetic perspective, it's like one of the most beautiful cities in America.
What?
Yes. Oh my God. It's gorgeous. It's in the Bay.
Where is
it's
gorgeous?
All like foggy. The Golden Gate Bridge, beautiful.
Great.
All the
Agree.
Like all the buildings and stuff, like that kind of European like architecture, the fog that comes through the hills. I'm like super, I've always been an SF head.
Well, you can have it.
Agree to disagree. Like, I feel like a lot of things about San Francisco are extremely stressful, and I don't know if I could
live
there.
It's such a like
driving around and parking is hard.
Oh
yeah.
My God. Well, because I went when I was like, I used to date somebody from there and went out to visit him just like sight unseen. Actually, like we met on the internet and then I flew to San Francisco because I was crazy. And then and I loved it then. But then now having lived in L.A., like I went again and I was like, I hate this. I find L.A. so much more beautiful than San Francisco, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, LA offers a lot of different, it's a lot more variety.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, I took a great American road trip when I left LA.
Yeah, you went through like all the beautiful kind of like Southwest, right?
Yeah. I drove, the first day I drove out of LA, I went to Las Vegas for some reason. And when I got there, I was like so out of my mind, like everything was so stressful and crazy leading up to my move out, that I bought Just for Men and I like did my beard and mustache and my,
you dyed a beard?
I dyed my beard and I dyed my hair and I like walked up and down the strip with a tequila or like a margarita and I just like played some slots and just like walked around for hours and then like I was
that
losing
sounds kind of fun mind. Actually
it was really, I thought it was going to be some great distraction and it was just awful because I don't, it was cold. Like LA kind of, or Las Vegas kind of stinks in a weird way. So
I mean, Las Vegas is full of maybe the most hideous people
the
in
most
America.
Hideous like people. Yeah.
And not even just from a looks perspective, just like an auric perspective.
Yes, yes. Bad energy up and
terrible
down.
Terrible energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so it was like a unique experience, but I was also in a bad space. But then, yeah, I went through and then the rest of the, oh, and then the next night I stopped in this place in Utah and it was like a Motel 6 that I got for super cheap. It was like $12 for the night. And it there was a sign on the inside of the door that was like, for your safety, lock the door with the deadbolt when you go to bed. And I was like, amazing. Oh my God, where am I? Green River, Utah. Shout out to Green River. And then I went to,
where did you stay in Vegas?
I stayed at the MGM, Park MGM.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I've stayed like the last few times I've been there.
Yeah. First time I went, stayed at the Aria, and then this time Park MGM. And then stopped in Colorado to see my pal Alexis Claire Fit. I work for her. I do edit her videos, and she's a personal trainer. Shout out to her. And then I went to Chicago, and there were lots of babe heads along the route. Like every time I went on Instagram, I would post a story or went on Scruff or Grindr and somebody from the babe readership would reach out and be sweet. So that was kind of fun.
I love that. What did you do in Chicago?
I saw a friend. I went to the Art Institute of Chicago and I recreated the scene from Ferris Bueller's Day Off where they go to the Art Institute.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's on my stories. It's a highlight. And then, yeah, I kind of just like walked around, explored the city, took pictures by Trump Tower. Yeah, loved it.
Was it chilly? It was cold there.
It was cool. Yeah, I went out to a gay bar. I forget what it was called. Got recos from readers. Yeah.
Did you go to Berlin?
Oh, wait. I went to that tapas bar that you told me about.
Oh, did Remember you like we it? Texting. Was it good?
It was kind of gross.
We were texting. It was gross. Yeah.
It was tasty, but it was a little bit gross. Like, I feel like it would have been super good if
10 years like, ago
during college
I went.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. When you're a college
that's
student,
like,
but I texted you. I was like, I can see the urinal when somebody opens the bathroom door from where I'm sitting. That was the vibe.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay. That tracks.
Yeah.
Because the last time I went there, I was like not as enchanted as I had been when I was like 23, and then I was hoping that maybe it was just like an off night, but it sounds like that place is not the best tapas place.
Because I was going to go to, what was the tapas place called?
Quartino,
yeah.
Oh, no, you were going to go to Quartino, the Italian
place.
That's
what I was going to go to, and then there was a crazy lineup. I didn't realize it was like reservation.
That place has gotten like popped off.
Yeah.
It didn't really used to be like that.
But Chicago is like New York without the edge. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It's really like easy and breezy and like
there's no challenge there.
Yeah they just like want you to actually maybe have a good time.
You don't have to be cool to do it. You can wear whatever you want in Chicago.
You really can. And like eat whatever you want and it's fine.
It's encouraged.
I miss Chicago. Fucking was supposed to be there this month, but hopefully this summer.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. I had tickets to come see you in New York. You must be so bummed.
Were you able to get refunded for your tickets?
Oh, you know what? I didn't even think about it. I was just so sad that it wasn't happening. I'm going to check.
Yeah, you should check.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
I want my
another
$16 back.
Like, dealing with airlines and stuff, because I was also supposed to be going to South Africa. For 10 days. And so I had to like get stern with Expedia and Qatar Airways. And I still don't know like if they've processed any sort of refunds, because they'll send like really vague emails being like, we're working on it. But like they've never sent like a confirmation or an acknowledgement that we've had like a long conversation where they've agreed to refund stuff. So it's also just like craziness.
Wait,
with that.
What were you gonna do in South Africa? A show?
I was the massive
everyone.
South African sub readership. An unexpected market where I've managed to thrive. Ed had arranged like a vacation for us in South Africa, so we were gonna go to all these like super nice hotels and go on a safari for like a crazy discounted rate. But that ain't happening no more.
Oopsie daisy.
Yeah.
So wait, I thought I wasn't even thinking about how much this sucks for you, not only because those were going to be super fun shows, but do you like, was there insurance about like people getting refunded? Do you get anything still?
No, we don't get anything still. The shows are going to get postponed. Yeah. So it basically is like, if you bought a ticket, but you want to get it refunded, you could get it refunded with no problem.
I'm not going to go get a refund.
But we just don't know.
Fuck Laura.
Yeah, I mean, you just don't know. Like, it's unclear when they're going to be postponed until. So it's like, but if you bought a ticket, it'll be honored still for whatever date. It's just like all in limbo right now.
Well, that's fine.
But that was like also annoying because that was a whole, I don't know. It was so weird. Like this spring, truly my vibe for like 2020 was so on point, being like, I'm doing this.
Oh, you're
and
on
like
a roll.
The spring is wild. Like I'm feeling out of my shell, like in a good place. And then this whole thing comes in and I like respect the fact that it's like a test of endurance, but like, I don't want to be.
You
tested.
Do? Yeah. I don't respect that.
I think it's like, I mean, I'm not like, I was just like trying to get through the spring and being like excited that all of that felt very planned and like locked down. And then I was going to like worry about my like summer depression when that inevitably came around. But then now it's just like gotten accelerated.
an extended summer vacation depression.
Yeah, because I always get depressed in the summertime.
Do you really?
Like towards the end. Yeah, like in August is when I get a real kick in the pants.
A real hit. Hot hit of depression. Why do you think that is?
I think it's just because it's so like hot and still, and it seems like a lot of people are on vacation or just like incredibly social, and I don't feel like I think just the way that my life is set up, like it's very, like I mean, I basically like live a life of quarantine on just a day-to-day basis with my work and everything. Yeah. So it feels like almost amplified that that's the case in the summertime.
Yeah. Yeah. When everyone else is like wilding out.
Everyone
and you're
else
like,
is,
well,
yeah, like,
another Tuesday.
Like, well, gotta.
That's how Pride feels for me.
Really?
Yeah. When Pride's happening, I'm like, well, everyone's out having fun. And I could too, but it's just like,
really,
yeah, a holiday. It's a holiday. Yeah. And end of summer is a holiday for straight people. So.
But yeah, how are your parents doing?
Dead. No, my mom was just here this afternoon with my stepdad, and we kept our distance, and she like came out with the dog and we were just outside. So they're good. They're being very careful, and so is my dad. And so yeah, we're all just trying to like call each other and make sure everybody's okay. And you know, it's like, yeah, it's weird that they're in a risk group, but it seems like everybody's in a risk group with this fucking thing. So,
yeah, I feel like everything that you hear, eventually you end up hearing the opposite in like 48 to 72 hours.
Yeah, it's you have to not. I look once a day in the morning and once at night. I probably shouldn't look at night to see what the news is, but like partially to keep informed and partially for a morbid curiosity about what the fuck's going on. But it's all fucking all over the place.
Yeah, it's really TBD.
Yeah.
Wait, who else is on your hit list?
Wait, okay. Well, you've probably already talked about Lindsay's new single, which I love.
Kind of a little bit on like a Instagram live, but yeah. I'm really obsessed with her grabbing the bull by the horns and refusing to be deterred by any sort of crisis
ever. She is just, I love that. I don't like that. I aspire for that kind of confidence in what I do. she's able to, oops, my earphone just fell out. Yeah, I don't know. And I like the song, actually. I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm liking her music. Like this one and the one that she released kind of, I think it was a while Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club was out.
Yeah.
That's, Or did she ever really release the song, or did she just do a clip of it on Instagram?
She just did Xanax on Instagram. She says she's going to release it with this new one on an album, but God knows when that will be.
Honestly, if she dropped an album during this time, she'd be back on top.
Yeah, but I love the like teaser for this song that was just like clips of her dancing, like doing that dance that went viral on Beach Club, and it's just like nobody's thought about that for so long. Like, it's so irrelevant now, but she's still like holding on to everything she's ever done in her past as if everybody still is obsessed with it. I love it.
Yeah, it's really wild. Yeah. I like,
it's fascinating.
I wish the people that have that level of like delusional confidence, may we all get there.
I know.
Someday.
Maybe when they're trying to figure out the antibodies for the coronavirus, they can also take some of Lindsay Lohan's blood and give us all a little bit of that delusional confidence.
Yeah, there has to be some sort of like, I would love if I was like super billionaire Bezos, like Musk level, I would be wanting to fund medical studies on like delusional people such as Lindsay Lohan, like delusional confidence, and seeing if we could like turn that into a medication of sorts.
Yes. Because that's all I suffer like from is low self-esteem.
Self-esteem issues. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all, like everything else about me is great.
No, same. Yeah. I'm like, I'm fucking killing it on all levels except for a self-esteem level where I'm like, I'm still trying to determine if it's like a nature versus nurture thing.
It's chemical.
I think it's, I think it's both.
It's both for sure. But it's also just like,
but I mean, my dad divorcing my family didn't really help.
Oh yeah. All those traumas in your, everybody's lives aren't helping anything, but yeah.
But yeah, that would be my like medical research plan.
Yeah. I love that. It's like, God. Oh, never mind. That was a stupid thought. I'm stupid. There it was at work.
Just wait until we roll out the self-esteem vaccine.
Oh, my God. That's all I, like, yeah, somehow. Because, I like, everything I put out into the world, whether it's a story on Instagram, like, I've, like, it's just, I think about it. I, even today, I asked you when you wanted to record, and I was just like, I'd like to do it sooner rather than later so that I don't hyper fixate on it all day and about what I'm going to say. Like, I was like pacing around being like, I'm going to say something wrong. I'm going to.
Oh my God. You never said anything wrong in your life.
I know. And that's the crazy thing. What are you mixing?
I'm just mixing a little coffee.
It's like, I'm there with you.
My coffee.
Yeah.
Wait, okay, next on the hit
list. Hang on, I have to pee really bad. 1 second.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm back and I sat down to pee, so I didn't even have to wash my hands.
Oh my God, fun.
Yeah. Someone thought I died on the Facebook group, the babe Facebook group. I love that.
I
so
saw
much.
That post like a couple days ago you told me that.
Yeah.
No, because you were like, someone thought I died. And I was like, what? And then I went.
I mean, only momentarily, but still, I love that. That's the second time that's happened to me. Somebody else.
In life.
So somebody in my hometown died, and very tragically, it was really sad. We had the same name, not great. And I used to go by my middle name, which is Paul. And this girl that I knew from another town, she sent me a message on ICQ, I think, that was like, Paul, I love you and I'll miss you. And I was like, huh? And she was like, she thought I was fully a ghost for a couple messages.
Back from the dead.
Back from the dead. Huh? That's what I say as a ghost. And so we cleared that up. But this is the second time someone thought I died. I love that.
Wow.
We feel special.
Love that. A running trend in your life.
It's like a practice run for suicide. JK, everyone, JK, I'm fine. What else?
Hit list.
Oh, the whole MFM. So My Favorite Murder has been Loving You, which I love.
I know. Thank God for Karen Georgia just like singing the praises of Sup.
Yeah. You have to mispronounce really Karen's last name as much as she's butchering your name.
Oh, is she? I should tell her what I should tell her how to pronounce
Send
it.
Send her a voice record on Instagram story or Instagram messaging.
I don't really mind people saying, because she says Schoenhals, right?
I think so. She, yeah.
Yeah, that works for me.
Yeah, close.
I'm enough. Like, it's all, the way that it is now pronounced is like a total butchering of the German pronunciation. So it's just
what's
like,
the German pronunciation?
The German pronunciation is like,
Schoenhals.
Schoenhals.
Yeah.
Schoenhals.
Schoenhals.
Yeah.
Wie teuer ist eine Wurst? Herr Schoenhals.
Herr Schoenhals. So it is what it is.
Yeah. But I love that. But I messaged you right after I heard that, because just that week I was like, it was going to be Valentine's Day and I had slept with a murderer. And so I sent, I sent them a story for the first time. I was like, all right, this will be funny. I'll send it to MFM about how I had a one night stand with a man who like ended up murdering his friend, and wrote it all out. And I was like, you know, this will be a good time. I'll plug the Criterionaut content, Criterionaut podcast. Oh my God. And then 2 days later, they did not read my story, but they talked about you. It was perfect. It was perfect.
I love it.
Yeah. So they're on my it list.
Should we do some reader mail?
Sure.
Okay. COVID fakers.
Yes.
Hi, Lars. Love you. Love all the pods. Hope this email literally finds you and Tony well. Would love, love, love to hear your take on the phenomenon of COVID fakers. TBH, I only know of one potential / alleged, I suppose, incidence of this so far, which is the influencer discussed in this thread. Oh, and it's about Ariel Charnas. Is that her name? No clue if there are more out there or more to come, but it seems like a really specific psychosis. Has anyone checked on Jamila Jamil recently? She seems like a prime candidate. Love and light.
She has a new podcast, too.
Jamila does?
Yep.
Oh, I thought she was just a guest on that other podcast.
No, she has a podcast called I Weigh or something horrendous where people come on and they talk about oh my God, it's their making weight? Me cringe so hard. No, about their weight in life according to what they like and who they are. So like, I weigh my contribution to caring for old people. And it's like, it's so convoluted. Do you get it?
Yeah,
I barely get it, and I hate it.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't get it, don't care.
Yeah.
So this Ariel lady, I guess she's just an influencer that has a lot of money, and she was able to like get a really fast test for COVID.
Okay.
And then she said she tested positive. Then she left New York to go to the Hamptons with her husband and 2 kids, and has been like just like terrorizing the Hamptons ever since. And then I guess when people have been like, why are you doing this? Like, please don't go to the Hamptons. It has like 9 hospital beds total. She's just like, me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, I mean, fuck her. Like, literally fuck every like insanely wealthy person.
Yeah, this is
they're all acting like shitheads. And honestly, the only way to be right now, if you are like really, really wealthy, is to be silent and invisible, because no one wants to hear from you at all.
It doesn't. The Imagine video was amazing. I feel really bad.
Truly, I've never recovered. Like, what on earth was she thinking?
No.
I don't understand.
That's just how out of touch they are. And I don't think it was malicious or like, of course it wasn't malicious. She thought she was doing something good. Nobody's a villain in their own story. But
imagine being that far.
Imagine being that far.
That far gone with your head so far up your own ass that you're like, what the world really needs to see right now when 10 million people are filing from unemployment and like, people can't pay rent is for like Gal Gadot to be like singing softly into the camera with like all her stupid shitty friends. Like literally no one asked for that.
No. But I really like Kristen Wiig. I don't know. I hope she's okay.
I was rooting for her.
I was rooting for you. Yeah.
I was rooting for you.
Yeah.
The only thing actually that's been wonderful throughout this quarantine is like going back and rewatching old episodes of America's Next Top Model.
Oh, that's next on my list.
Yeah, they're all on Hulu and I highly recommend.
Oh, we don't have Hulu in Canada. It's a tragedy.
You do?
We do not.
Oh my God. I thought that was a joke.
No. We can't watch. Okay. I can't watch any show. I can't watch Devs. I can't watch any of the new things that are coming out on Hulu. I can't watch the what looks like a horrible adaptation of Little Fires Everywhere.
I laugh every time I see that. Like they're really pushing it so hard too. Like every time I open up Hulu, they're like right there, like with their backs crossed to each other and like flames in between them. And I'm just like, stop, ladies.
The book is so good,
don't do this to me.
And this looks so bad. They made it so like a murder mystery. It's not a murder mystery. It's not that tense. Anyway.
Yeah. I want to know like if any readers have been watching that.
Yeah. I need to know.
What have you been watching and like
consuming? Oh my God. I've watched so much. I'm rewatching Veep right now, which is the funniest. The first two seasons of Veep are
really
so fucking good. I've watched so much shit. Mindhunter, I watched all of it again. I watched all of Fargo again. I've been watching.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah, like insane.
Do you have to watch season one of Fargo to watch season two with Kiki?
No.
Or, okay, cool. I'm going to watch the Kirsten Dunst season then.
I don't think so. Yeah, not in my opinion.
Kirsten, my queen.
But the first season's amazing too. But yeah, Kirsten is incredible in Fargo.
I just blazed through all of My Brilliant Friend this past weekend.
Oh, I started it, but then I was like, I'm also playing a video game at the same time, so I can't read subtitles.
Yeah, it's a real pay attention
but
show.
It looks really good.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, good. Okay. I want to read. I have the book downloaded, so I don't know if I should read that first or, yeah.
I think you could do, I think I've heard from people that have done them, like watched the show, then read the book and still got a lot out of it.
Yeah.
But it is just like, it's amazing.
Okay, good.
I'm really into it. And then it inspired me to start learning Italian on Duolingo. So I've been just doing a little Duolingo Italian lesson every day.
Devo vedere un dottore, por favore.
What does that mean?
I need to see a doctor, please.
That's a good phrase.
That's the
to
only
learn.
One I know. Yeah, it's perfect right now. If I ever went to Napoli,
I just know how to say
Napoli.
Yeah, Napoli.
Yeah,
I only know how to say like
gabagool,
gabagool, mozzarella, Tony, e uno bravo cane.
Ooh,
Tony is a good boy.
Oh,
or Tony is a good dog.
Oh, cane, yeah,
cane.
Wait, what was the email about?
Bravo ragazzo.
The faker? Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, the faker. Yeah.
Case closed. No, I don't know any other COVID fakers. Yeah, and I haven't heard of that one. I know of people who are like coughing on things because they think it's funny to prank.
Oh, yeah.
But they're all getting arrested, so.
I know. Someone, you get arrested for assault if you cough on people or like threaten them.
Yeah, I just learned what the difference between assault and battery is.
Oh, battery is where you like hit someone?
Actually touch somebody. And assault is threatening to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
You're welcome.
Hi, Lara. So I kind of fucked up big time. Long story short, I basically wound up at my parents' house for quarantine with only one PF candle that's already half burnt. Big mistake. I need candles burning pretty much constantly in the current climate. Seems irresponsible to have an Amazon Prime delivery driver risk her immune system to deliver me a bunch of sheet candles in my time of need. However, I don't know how much longer I can ration this one candle. My mom has some old Yankees lying in our basement, mostly Christmas scented. This simply won't do. So I'm thinking if I have to order a candle, I should at least support a small business. Basically, I'm wondering if there are any family-owned slash local slash ethical chic candle brands you recommend. Does Candle Delirium qualify as a small business? I figure ordering from Diptyque from Nordstrom.com will not do any good. Love and light. Ooh. What's your like candle journey these days? Are you having one at all?
I don't have, in my vagabond lifestyle, I don't really carry candles around. My couch surfing days.
You don't have a travel candle?
I don't. I was lighting candles at my friend's place that I was subletting from and wasting her candle on myself. Oh my God. That was the meanest thing that I ever just said to myself. I'm not wasting that her candle mean. On me. I deserve it.
Hey, that's my friend you're talking about.
Yeah, that's my friend me. I love candles. I'm not as obsessed as you are. But I respect your journey. I'm just not on it with you, but go ahead and take this one.
I was gonna say that Candle Delirium is a small business, and so you should support them, and they're also doing a 15% off your entire order right now, so they're offering a pretty good deal. I just ordered a few candles from them yesterday, because now candles are really the only thing that matters anymore.
Who owns Nordstrom? Like, if you ordered a Diptyque candle, is it just going into the hands of the rich?
Yeah, it's just I think Nordstrom, because I think those stores just buy a certain amount of stock.
Yeah,
I don't know. And then it just is like from a big business. Also, it's like businesses like, I mean, Amazon now, it's like you can't even prime anything until April 26th or some shit.
Yeah.
So that's annoying, but also a good reason to support small businesses. If you're a field apothecary head and they're a small business based out of Ireland, so if you just want to wait for a while for a candle to come, they're a good one to support. But yeah, Delirium, order from Candle Delirium. They offer free shipping on orders of $99 or more, and you can get 15% off. So,
whoa.
Seems chill.
Enter babe.
Yeah, checkout. I wish I had I should get a promo code from them.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tell the readers where they can find you.
Oh my God. GraydonShepherd.com, Instagram.com/GraydonShepherd, Twitter.com/GraydonShepherd. Just my name.
And Criterion Art podcast.
Yeah, some readers were, so a reader was sending me screenshots of the Facebook group messages. I'm fine. I'm not dead. I stopped Criterion Art podcast when I came up to Canada because there's just not enough famous people here.
But you can do it over Skype, just saying.
I can, but I also just like,
I get it.
Graydon comes first at the moment, and that is just not a priority. I put the Patreon on pause, and bless you all patrons for sticking with me, but you're not getting charged, don't worry. And so you can, but also it could be a good time. There's like 15 movies on there if you're looking for a movie to watch, and then, you know, whether or not you listen to the podcast, there's just like a bunch of great movies that you may or may not have watched recently that are fun. Did I tell you that She-Devil is now on Criterion Channel, which is one of the movies from the Criterion Art collection. Yeah.
God, so you're doing important work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody out there from Criterion is listening. They know that these movies deserve to be on the channel at least. And so, yeah, criterionaut.com, or just search for Criterion Art on the Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you. And we're gonna do a bonus episode.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So yeah, just stay on the line. You don't have to stop the recording.
Okay.
But I'm gonna bid you all farewell. If you want a bonus episode, you can go to patreon.com/babepodcast. And that's all. Let's see. The wellness check, are you well or not? You seem pretty well.
Oh yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, were you actually worried?
No, okay. I'm just like, at the end, I'm saying like, if someone passed their wellness check. So I think that you passed.
Oh, thank you. Doctor.
You're welcome. Dr. Shainholz.
Fräulein Shainholz.
Dr. Shainholz. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Babe?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.